We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Well, we've been down this road before, doubting a coach right from the start. It definitely happened with Charlie. It definitely happened with Gabe Kapler. And by the way, Gabe was fired after 2 years. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it has happened. And, you know, we are here again. I know John's concerns. I am not going to say I'm not concerned, sure. But I think the rush to judgment about this guy has been a little about Sirianni has been a little over the top and aggressive and harsh. I do. And I'm curious to see what he's got. I'm looking forward to it. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Joe in Mayfair. What's going on, Joe?
Actually, I can't believe I'm agreeing with you today, Hammer. Absolutely absurd that I'm agreeing with you. Two championships in our lifetime were both won by individuals who first press conference absolutely left us saying they're clueless.
Yeah.
So
Charlie Doug.
So the thing about it is players will respond when you care, have passion, take your time to educate, show, lead, not talk down to, elevate, allow the players to that are leaders to be leaders. If he can do that, what he says at the meeting means nothing. It does. It means nothing. It's how he responds to those individuals in that locker room and empowers the people that need to be empowered, holds the people accountable who need to be held accountable. That's what it's all about in a locker room or any kind of business you run, which I'm in sales. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, but Joe, how he sounds matters. When he's leading these players, the way that he does that, the words that he uses, the way that he talks, the way he presents himself, it absolutely matters.
Will not matter when the wins and losses come up. Will not matter when a younger guy gets to be a Pro Bowler in his career. It won't matter when that veteran sees a chance to that we're building something here and they want to stay. None of that matters. It really doesn't.
I don't really entirely agree with you on that, Joe. I mean, I'll say I agree with John. The words matter. No, I think the exception of this that I kind of put into this particular case is I think there's two things that happened with Sirianni at the press conference. Now, you can say this should not have happened, but I think they did happen. I think we would all agree. One, he was nervous. Now, I wish he wasn't,
okay. But
he was nervous. There's no doubt in my mind he was nervous.
And remember, that's with 9 days to prepare.
I know, and you don't want him nervous for his first actual football game.
Well, I will comment on that nine days. Nine days is nothing in a 39-year-old body in a career. Like, he can grow and develop into that. He can take courses online for talking skills. You just can't say
about something
when he just started.
Yeah, but
he's just growing.
I get you. I get you on that. But the flip.
That's why.
But the flip side of that is that's why you hire someone more prepared so they don't have to take a course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just to be clear. And I think the other thing that I feel certain that happened at the press conference a month ago, certain, is that he was clearly uncomfortable, because this is mostly where he got in trouble. He was clearly uncomfortable discussing the Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts, Eagles quarterback situation while it was truly unresolved and Carson Wentz was still an Eagle, maybe was going to stay, maybe was going to go, maybe the Eagles are trying to convince him to stay, maybe the Eagles actually didn't want him to stay, maybe it was about what kind of compensation they were going to get in a trade. You know, like, it was an open situation, unresolved, and he definitely stepped in it because he was not prepared with a go-to sentence or two to find his way out of answering a question about that. And he should have had. He really should have, especially, Johnny, your point, after 9 days, he should have had a standard response to go to.
We thought that's why it was taking so long, because they were getting him, you know, tip-top prepared.
That's not that hard. And by the way, you don't even need 9 days from that. I mean, I can craft it, honestly, in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I can probably craft it right now. Hey, listen, we're going to figure it out. You know, obviously, we got some options here. We got some great options. I'm excited about it and looking forward to the season. I mean, you don't even really have to get nitty-gritty.
That's a great answer.
And if someone follows up with you, you just say the same answer
again.
But
that's so simple.
Yeah,
Joe.
It is.
Like the fact that they couldn't arrive at that, is a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, matter of fact, let's get to his answer specifically about Wentz and Carson, because, you know, the reality, Wentz and Hurts, the reality is this was a really bad answer. It opened up a Pandora's box to a whole different issue that I don't think he intended to open, this idea of not having watch tape. Here's how Sirianni addressed it about a month ago.
Nick, you said that you have two top-notch quarterbacks in Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. So does that mean that there will be an open competition at quarterback if they both return?
Again, that's something that we have to evaluate, and I'm not ready to say that either way yet. We're just evaluating our players, evaluating every position, and every position, right? We don't know any of these guys really yet, from what we've seen on tape so far, because we haven't watched any. So every position that is going to be evaluated, and every position is going to be, you know, open, I guess to say, and we can't wait to start watching the tape and seeing what our players can do.
Now, in like five different ways, it's a bad answer. Different ways. He sounds nervous as heck. He's not prepared to answer the question. He is stumbling over his words. He references that they haven't watched tape, which, let's be real, was a lie. Everybody knows it was a lie. Obviously, in the preparation for the interview and since getting the job, he had watched some tape. I don't know that he's watched every single minute of every Eagles game from 2020, but he had watched some tape. So then he gives you a lie. I mean, John, there's like 15 different ways that answer was bad.
Yeah, where do you even start? And it lasted forever, too. I mean, he meandered through that thing. It just, again, just signifies how far off base they are. Not just Nick is, but they are as an organization, that with 9 days to get ready, knowing that that was the first question that was going to be asked.
And really,
that was the best they could do.
That's what people cared about. That question right there was like the number one thing. But it doesn't mean he can't succeed.
You're right.
It doesn't.
And I hope, I mean, I'm saying this stuff. This is how I feel deep down.
Yep.
I sure hope I'm wrong.
I know you do. Well, of course I know you do. Let's talk to Patrick right now in Tabernacle. Hey, Patrick.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing well, Patrick.
Good to talk to you. Hey, John, I scored a beautiful original Hendrix concert poster at one of my favorite country delis today.
Oh,
made my morning.
That's
made my day.
Sweet.
How much? $15 of joy. Put it right in my office, buddy.
That's beautiful. Did they have any more?
You know, it's an old antique shop. To answer your question, no. Specifically with Hendrix stuff, but he's got...
Well,
stuff right up in
that's a find,
up,
man.
Up in the wheelhouse.
That's really cool.
But listen, I did call for flies, but real quick with Sirianni, John, when I listen to you, it sounds a little harsh what you're saying, but I agree with you. I mean, I just don't think this guy, I'll wait and see, but I think they struck and missed.
Yeah.
But with the Flyers, and I know we don't talk about it much, but. You know,
let's do it. Go ahead.
I'm officially on the I'm concerned about Carter Hart bandwagon.
John's been expressing that for about a month or more now.
And I have been too. And given everyone's been talking and myself too with the younger defense. Great. I even called times yours I was so excited to see back to back shutouts, and you do have to play and beat who's on your schedule. But it was the Sabres, and you see what the Bruins are doing to us this year. I'm still waiting for him to win a game. I talked to my brother and he's a big hockey guy too. And he's like, well, what do you expect from the kid? What do you want? I said, wow, he just won us the game.
I'll tell you this, Patrick, that's one way to put it, but I'll make it even more simple. I want him to not go backwards.
Well, that too.
I think it's
happening.
There's no question in his second full season, he's gone backwards.
The defense in front of him has been lacking. And yesterday, the bottom line, I mean, five goals scored. The one was just
Well, yeah,
really unfortunate when he's trying to, you know, get to the bench.
That shouldn't count. Let's put it down.
But it will count, well, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Whatever.
And the stats look ugly. But he had some really solid saves, you know, in the second and third period. But it doesn't matter. The bottom line is it's another game lost. And now here we are sitting saying, hey, let's hope Brian Elliott has a better chance, you know, to bring the Flyers to notability and just giving them a chance. Yep. Right now, it's amazing to me that the Penguins somehow have a better record without Sidney Crosby out there on the ice. That stat was mind-boggling to me. But they're able to raise their level of play, and we certainly aren't.
Yeah, well, look, here's the good thing about – I mean, there's a lot of good things about the Flyers right now, despite the fact Carter Hart's going backwards, one of which is the Flyers are – they're a very good team. I mean, you know, they're 11-5-3. I mean, you know, it's a far cry from where they were 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago when, one, a lot of people, let's be real, weren't paying a ton of attention other than diehards. And two, there was very little hope for developing, you know, into a top team in the conference because they weren't and hadn't been for like a long, long while. So there is enthusiasm and excitement, and that's great. And there is a young player in Carter Hart who can be a cornerstone in Philadelphia sports. But to the last caller's point, I mean, yeah, he's got to raise his quality play right now. There's no doubt about it. 215-592-9494. We have a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card to give away today. Of course, you can head to Rita's for all of your favorite delicious frozen treats. And it's back on this date in 1923, Seltzer told me today. 1923, close to 100 years ago. That Time Magazine began. And Time Magazine, of course, notable for many things, one of which is for many, 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 many years, they had the Time Man of the Year. And then, of course, they had the good wisdom a few years back to say, hold on a second here, let's open that up to the Time Person of the Year. And so for many years now, we've had the Time Person of the Year. And John and James, let's have some fun here today and really open up our minds and get creative with everyone at 215-592-9494. If you think through the span of time, who had the best year ever? Because every year Time says, now I want people to really think about this here. Every year Time says, well, this is the person of the year, you know, for 2005 or 1992 or 2020 or whatever. You know, Time's person of the year. Well, how about, John, who had the best year ever? I need the name and I need the year. I want people to think about it. The name and the year that you would say, but there's some very notable things that stand out. John Ritchie, when you think of someone who had the best year ever, give me the name and give me the year.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is Abe Lincoln ending the bloodiest war in the history of man.
Abe's a big answer.
1865.
Well, there is the problem that he dies in April of 1865.
Bit of an issue.
I mean,
so
yes,
that's not a good year then.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the
sacrifice required to do what he did. Man,
Abe Lincoln,
the tragedy of it all.
Best year ever. They win the Civil War and he gets killed.
Yeah,
that's rough, man. I mean, it's a notable answer, but it is amazing. He only lived for about a third of the year. Killed on Good Friday, shot on Good Friday, 1865, and died around 7 a.m. the next morning. Seltzer, when you think of someone who had an amazing year. Anyway, it could be sports, entertainment. It can be politics, you know, world history kind of stuff. It can be science. James, when you think of someone who had an amazing year, what comes to mind?
Well, my guy didn't die in this year, so I feel like I'm already off to a good start. 1994, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask, all in the same year, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, yeah, he already had been notable. But he really burst into superstardom as an actor with that back-to-back sequence there. And I didn't know it was 94, but it makes sense. 215-592-9494. A lot of big answers here with this one. Real big. John, I'll go to the world of music. And it was 1984. I think it was. I was young. But I remember being young. And in 84, Bruce Springsteen was a huge deal. Born in the USA. That album.
That sounds about right.
Right. I mean, I think it was 84. He was a really, really big deal that particular year. Look, everyone think about it. 215-592-9494. Obviously, Springsteen is not, you know, the best answer of all time. I'm trying to avoid some of the bigger ones. Let everyone have a shot.
But are you? Good.
I am. Well, I didn't take Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
I don't even know if 65 was his best year. He could go 63. He could go 64 as the war was starting to turn. But a lot of big answers out there. Hit us up. Who had the best year ever? The person and the year. Let's go to Colin in Washington Township. All this Eagles conversation as well. What's up, Colin?
Yo, guys. So, Joe, you're kind of right about one thing in that you don't know if the guy can coach or not till you actually see him coach. However, I'm pretty sure everyone on the Eagles has watched that press conference and heard that press conference and heard him sound like a guy that has no idea what he's talking about. Like when he's going on, we're going to have some offensive schemes that are easy for us to understand and hard for the defense to understand. It's like, well, yeah, that's kind of the point, isn't it? Like you kind of want your guys to know what they're doing and for the defense to not know what you're doing. It's really been a lackluster start out of the gate for Sirianni, kind of like the lackluster start that my good friend Dom predicted for you and beat the Colin this Friday.
Oh. Well, you're relentless, man. I mean, you are, like, relentless. So are you going to call on Monday? I mean, I know you've been calling every day this week here, Colin. When I whoop you on Friday, are you going to call on Monday?
Well, after I kick your butt, I will call you on Monday. No, I'm not actually joking about that. I will call Monday or Tuesday if I get too busy. You never know where it's going to be. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
have
yeah.
A challenge for you.
Interesting.
I will have a challenge for you, Joe, next week. You just wait.
Well, I hear a built-in excuse already for that Monday phone call. You might be too busy that particular day. I see what you just did right there,
Colin. Well, hey, if my boss calls me and says, Colin, I need you to get this done for me, that kind of takes precedence.
All right, Colin, give me who had the best year ever, the person and the year.
Does it have to be a person?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Well, tell me, and then we'll decide, but I think so.
I was going to say that Pets had the best year in 2020 because they were never home alone.
Pets in 2020. I guess we'll allow
an interesting idea.
I always make that joke with my wife. Like, my dogs, she's home every day with them, and it's like a totally different world for them.
All right. You know? Fair enough.
It's an interesting angle.
I feel like it's been bad for my dog. Like, I feel like my dog is much needier now due to the added attention that he requires.
Well, I mean, first off, I, as someone who only spends about four and a half hours around John a day, I too would not want more time with John Ritchie. Four and a half hours, I'm good. Hey, coming up, a huge matchup. It really is. It's going to be fun tonight. The 76ers and the Utah Jazz, fascinating matchup against the best team by record to this point in the NBA this year, and also a matchup within the matchup. Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell. We'll talk about it next. They square off again tonight. Right here with the Sixers and Jazz. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll watch it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Calls on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!